It's time now for Spears on Sports with John Spears, presented by M&M Carnage. And now, here's Johnny.
I made it to a Thursday. Welcome in, Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Carnage. New Coach Thursday, that's what we're going to call it today. Spears on Sports. Thursday, March 28th, Tony Burke in studio. Hello, Tony.
Hello, John.
Scooter Dingus, manning the producer's chair. Good afternoon, Scoots.
Good afternoon, John.
M&M Carnage Hotline is open. We're going to be all professional today. M&M Carnage, you know that's not true. The hotline's open, 502-384-1450. Do you like the hire? Do you not like the hire? Are you waiting for today's press conference to make your decision? Let me know. You can do it a couple of different ways. M&M Carnage Hotline, 384-1450. Thornton's text line is open as well, 502-414-1450. Tony, the Thornton's text line is open as well. There it is. He's loyal to Thornton's, man.
Love it.
Got his vitamin water, right?
Yes, sir.
He is loyal. And you can be loyal, too. In fact, sign up for Thornton's Refreshing Rewards and receive 25 cents off per gallon, plus great weekly fuel offers that you can't pass up. Download the app at the App Store today or on Google Play. Also, check out Thornton's new chicken and breakfast waffle, chicken and waffle, easy for me to say, breakfast burrito, one of which I still haven't had, available every morning at participating Thornton's locations. And hit me up on the Thornton's text line, 502-414-1450.
You know where to find them, John.
Spoken like somebody that doesn't want
to
help.
You don't have to lean on me, buddy.
Baseball starts today. Or restarts today. I know we've had two games already. Dodgers are 1-1. The Padres are 1-1. But everybody else doesn't quite start today. The Phillies were weathered out, and the Mets were weathered out today. Mets were hosting Milwaukee. Phillies were hosting Atlanta. They will play their openers tomorrow because, as I said yesterday, why are we opening seasons in cold weather venues? There are plenty of warmer weather venues. There are plenty of places that can close a roof, like Toronto, like Minnesota, like Milwaukee. They can close a roof. Why do we have to have a game in New York? Why do we have to have a game in Philadelphia? Both rained out. Baltimore, will they get underway today? Don't know. They got a home game. But I love baseball, and we are going to make our picks, Tony, Scooter, and myself, winners of each division, winners of each league, all the wild cards, three in each league, and who wins the World Series. And we will do that really, really soon. NCAA basketball back on tap tonight, the tournament restarting with the Sweet 16, four games tonight, two from Los Angeles, two from Boston. The defending champions, UConn, play San Diego State in a rematch of last year's championship games. UConn is an 11-point favorite there. UConn has won their last eight tournament games, six last year and two this year, Tony, all by double digits. That is about as impressive as it gets.
Yeah.
Do they win by double digits tonight?
No.
Oh, wow.
They're going to win.
That's a hot take, Scoots.
They're not going to cover. They're not coming back.
I think they cover this game.
Either. I don't think they cover either.
Easily. Clemson, Arizona will be the other early game. That one's on CBS. Arizona's a 7-point favorite in L.A., closer to home. Does the magical Clemson Tiger ride continue tonight?
No.
No.
Do they cover?
No.
No.
All right. We are in agreement on that one. Late games tonight, Scoots, this is who you got to stay up to watch.
Down it.
Alabama, North Carolina, in my opinion, game of the night. Alabama struggled with Grand Canyon. Carolina's a number one seed, but they're the fourth number one seed, and they are a 5-point favorite tonight on CBS.
North Carolina covers easy.
I like Bama.
I like Bama to win outright here. And the late game, 10:09 approximate start time, Illinois and Iowa State. That should be a 10 o'clock game.
That's the game of the night.
Scooter likes Illinois, and I like Iowa State. I'll just tell you right now.
Iowa State's 1.5. Scoot, would you like to speak for yourself?
No, I mean, I guess Tony nailed it.
He's been on Illinois the whole way.
Iowa State, 1.5. Should be a great game, actually. Should be a great game. A couple of talented teams there. So that gets underway tonight. NBA last night, Draymond got kicked out when the score was 6-4 last night.
Did you see the expression on Curry's face?
Steph Curry was not happy with his teammate, and he said as much after the game. We got Golden State won the game, but he said, we got to have him in games. Basically, what's he doing?
He's not reliable, is what he's saying. He's an idiot.
Is Draymond Green a future Hall of Famer?
I don't think so. You do, but I
think
don't.
He is, based on titles and being an integral part of those titles. He also, when he plays basketball, Tony, he's a really good player. He's a really good point forward who distributes well, gets some rebounds. But when he snaps, he snaps. And this is Steve Kerr's fault. This is the organization's fault. When you punch your teammate in practice and nobody comes to his defense because they think, well, that's Draymond, that is a problem within the organization. You've let him be this way. You've let him go on and do this. It was 6-4 last night in a game, by the way, that they need. Golden State, 10 games left here. They're in the play-in games right now. They needed a win, and they got it. Phoenix needed a win last night. They won at Denver, 104-97. Houston, who is chasing all of these teams, is the hottest team in basketball. They won 10 straight after an overtime win over Oklahoma City last night.
Wow, they pulled that game out, huh?
They did. So fun in the NBA last night. We'll have college basketball again tonight. We have to start, however. I guess I already started, but we should have started with the news. Got it late in the show yesterday that Pat Kelsey looked like he was going to be the next coach at Louisville. He is the next coach at Louisville, Cincinnati native, 3:00 press conference today. He has coached Winthrop. He has coached the College of Charleston as a head coach. He was the top assistant at one time for Chris Mack at Xavier. Tony, first impression of this hire is what?
I told you a while back, I think it's a good hire. I think he's the right type of guy. He's very animated, very into what he does. You can just see it when he walks out on the court when they show him with Charleston. His record is 261 and 122 in 12 years as a head coach.
That's 68% winning percentage.
They score points. His first year at Charleston, they had a losing record. The next 2 years, he's in the tournament with great records. You never know about a hire until they're, you know, just like anything else. But I really and truthfully think it's a really good hire. Now, I was wrong on Chris Mack.
Yeah.
Because I thought Chris Mack was. But I think where the Cardinals stood, they only had to pay $1 million. It was $1 million was the buyout. It wasn't a $5, $6, $7, $8, $10 million buyout. So I think that helps. And I told you yesterday, when you have your own staff coming in, and they've been coaching together for years, it's huge. It is huge.
I don't think the fan base is excited. Now, maybe they will be more excited after the press conference. Part of it, I believe, is, A, you've just gone through two horrific seasons, and you're still just drained from that. B, this was not your first choice. This was probably not your second choice, and it might not have even been your third choice. But those things work out sometimes. There are many, many signs that show you that this can work out. Keep this in mind. 2 years ago, I was at the press conference at the Yum Center. There were 400 people there. It was packed. Kenny Payne Chance. Kenny's the man. Kenny's going to get it to, oh, my gosh, we finally got the right guy in here. You never know. And maybe Pat Kelsey is the right guy for this program at this time. The number one word that has been used by everybody that's either played with or coached against Pat Kelsey has been energy. That's all you've heard the last couple of days. Energy. Energy guy. He's going to work harder than any other coach. He's going to work harder even than the players that he's making work hard. So it's a wait and see. Every hire is. Billy Gillespie was a wait and see. Kentucky thought they had the guy. Remember that?
Oh, everybody. This guy, he lives and dies.
What he did at Texas A&M, man.
He doesn't have a wife, so he's 24 hours a day.
He had a hot tub. He didn't have a wife, but he had a hot tub.
Had an account at Liquor Barn.
Archie Miller. Good hire, Scoots, at the time. At the time.
Mm-hmm. I raised my hand.
Mike Davis at the time. Mm,
never liked that one.
Same.
It just, you just don't know. There were people not excited about Mike Woodson. And I thought he did a pretty good job the first couple years. Now he's on the hot seat now, no doubt about it. But there are people that also thought it was a slam dunk. Mike Woodson was a slam dunk. No matter who gets hired, part of the people are going to say, what are we doing? Part of the people are going to say, oh, I love it. Absolutely. We're ready to contend again. He's going to have to get in the portal quickly. His leading scorer from Charleston, Dalton, you got the name here? Bolon. I think it's B-O-L-O-N. Immediately got in the transfer portal. Does he end up at the University of Louisville? By the way, this guy, he's not a Nate Oates tree guy, but he is a three-point shooting, layup shooting coach. If you look at what he wants his teams to do offensively, shoot, run up and down the court quickly, get into your offense quickly. Fast breaks are great, but he wants threes and layups, Tony, and you know how I feel about that.
Oh, yeah, and the other thing, somebody, they were talking about how many points they score, but they give up so many. Well, and then
they do.
Who said it, prefer just like I did, like I do all the time. If you're going to have more possessions and you're going to shoot quickly and you're going to score, the other team's going to have more possessions too. So if you're, you know, giving up 60 a game and you're only, I mean, you're scoring 60 a game and you're only giving up 50-something, everybody says, great defensive team. If you're scoring 80 or 90 and you're giving up 70 or 80, they say, well, they got to work on the defense. There's more possessions in every game. People do not think about that. So if you're going to have more shots, the other team's going to have more shots. You just hope you rebound well when they miss them.
It is really hard for a team to be top 40 offensively and top 40 defensively. There are teams that do it.
And they win.
And they
championships.
Win. They do. But if you can't be bottom 40 in both, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
All right. Coach of the year in 2021 at Winthrop. He was there for 10 seasons, or 9 seasons, by the way.
And Winthrop was in the tournament a lot.
4 Big South regular season championships in 9 years. 3 tournament championships, obviously 3 appearances in the NCAA tournament, 186 and 95 at Winthrop. Then he moves on to Charleston, 2021 through 2024, 3 years there, coach of the year this past season in the league, 2 regular season titles in the CAA, Colonial Athletic Association, and 2 tournament championships, including this year, 75 and 27. And you mentioned first year he was under 500.
I think he was 15 and 18. I'm not going to swear to that.
75 and 27.
But that transition year at anywhere usually is a hard year. Yeah.
In Louisville, that's what it's going to be. It's a transition year. I know it was a transition year 2 years ago. I know it was a transition year 4 years ago. I get it.
The transition year last year, too.
It's not supposed to be. You're tired of hearing transition year. We got to walk before we can crawl. I think I said that backwards. We got to crawl before we can walk. 0-4 in the NCAA tournament, but you got to keep in mind, you're not a 4 seed here when you get in with Winthrop and College of Charleston. You're a 10 or an 11 or a 12 or a 13 or a 14 or a 15.
They were a trendy pick this year.
They were. And look, again, do I know if it's going to work? I do not. First of all, you can't lose to Lenore Ryan. You can't lose to Bellarmine if you're Pat Kelsey. I don't know who's on the schedule for next year, but those early games, just win some games. He's got to get in the portal, though, Tony. He's got to get in the portal hard because Brandon Huntley Hatfield's now in the portal as of yesterday.
All the Louisville players.
There's one other one that went in. Trey White went in yesterday. There are 2 guys left that haven't gone in. Tylar Johnson, and I know the answer to this. I just don't want to say it wrong. Emmanuel Okorafor. I didn't remember his first name, if you want the truth here. Emmanuel Okorafor and Tylar Johnson are the only scholarship players remaining from Louisville's roster that did not go into the portal. Doesn't mean they won't. Doesn't mean they haven't yet. And it doesn't mean some of those other guys won't come back if Pat Kelsey wants them to come back. But when you won 4 games and then you won 8 games, how many of those guys do you really want back?
Well, how many of those guys want to come back after what they've
endured.
Yeah, and the criticism and all the stuff. I mean, I could see all those guys. I could see a couple of them saying, you know, I would like to play for him, but I want a new start. If we don't have a good year, I'm going to be hearing it, and I got to deal with this. So I'm going to go somewhere maybe where we can win. But that's what they thought when they came here, too.
I will be at the he is 48 years old, by the way, yep. Which is good because, I mean, Bob Huggins, I know he wasn't a candidate, but he wants to put his name in the hat. He's 70. You've got, I don't know how old Josh Scherz is. He's probably around the same age as Pat Kelsey, I would guess.
I think he's 50.
48's good, I think. You got a guy
with experience
that's coming to a Power 5 program for the first time. Give him a chance.
And when you go from Charleston to Louisville, man, you're fired up. That you're getting paid more money.
And he seems
you're in a better conference.
Seems like he's fired up anyway.
Yeah, I mean, he walks out on the court, he's fired up.
His mentor was Skip Prosser, the late Skip Prosser, at Wake Forest, who famously said, "Pat Kelsey makes coffee nervous." That is how much energy this guy has.
Coach is a little bit like me.
I saw a great oh my God.
Should have put your name in the hat, Tony.
That's Tony beating on the table. I saw a great tweet today. He should wear an Oakland University shirt to the press conference. He would immediately be loved by all Louisville fans. He won't do that, I don't think. Got the bicep tat. Did you see this?
No.
Yeah, got the bicep tat. His players. He told him, if we get in the tournament, I'll get a tattoo, and he did. Just like Rick Pitino did when they won the title back in 2013. Got a tattoo. Not the first Louisville coach with a tattoo. How about that? That is called research.
That's way too much knowledge.
That's called research. You want to know what kind of shoes he wears? I have no idea.
Adidas.
I'm glad I didn't say underwear.
Give him 10 years, it'll be New Balance.
Yeah, he's got Adidas on right now, I promise you. He may not have had them on when he got on the plane, but he's walking off the plane with Adidas shoes on. And by the way, does nobody drive anywhere anymore? I mean, I know
Louisville. I don't know. Look at the city of Louisville.
Louisville's going to send the private plane to get him and all that. If you don't want people at the airport, hey, you know what? I'll bring my family. It's a nice little drive from Charleston. We'll just drive on up.
Nah, John. You got to show.
We'll drive up yesterday.
You're the school. You got to show.
Us in the Omni Hotel down there. Okay, we'll take that freebie, but we'll drive up.
Nah. John, it's a 10-hour drive.
Yeah, but my wife wants to look for a house.
The wife
that.
Says I don't want to, you know, I just want to get there and get back.
So she's got packing to do.
Wow.
And they got two young children, too. Not, I mean, young in I think, 10 and 11, maybe. 11 and 12. Two young daughters, so. That's a long drive with kids. I've been there. Whew. Down to Florida. To Disney World with young
Chris
kids.
I think Chris Mack's house is still for sale.
Wow. Do you really believe that?
Yeah.
Satterfield, is his house still for sale?
I don't know about Satterfield.
By the way,
I'm pretty
we
sure.
thought that was a good hire. Remember that? Scott Satterfield is going to change the face of the program.
Appalachia State.
APU.
Men are good.
No, it's ASU, whatever it is.
ASU.
All right, let's take a break. I'm just rambling at this point. He is a Cincinnati native, by the way. I know I said we're going to take a break. Scooter's getting ready to play me off with the music again. So let's go ahead and take a break. Baseball talk, NBA, and everything else. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X. Welcome back. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage. John Spears in studio along with Tony Burke. Scooter Dingus, other side of the glass. Hello, Scooter. My pick to click tonight, I never do this, okay? But I took the Arizona Diamondbacks, and I've changed the line. I'm giving 2.5 runs to Colorado tonight.
Whoa.
In Arizona.
Time.
It pays... it's plus 150 that way.
The old alt line. Plus 150?
Well, they're heavy favorites. They're like minus 180 or minus 220 to win tonight. So
who's pitching, Gallen?
Gallen's pitching against Kyle Freeland for Colorado. So there you go. There's my first baseball bet of the year, Arizona, and I'm giving 2.5 runs here. That's a lot of runs in a baseball game.
But you also – I told you I like the Reds to win the division, and you said you've already
gave that away. You're already giving that away. We haven't even picked you.
That doesn't mean you picked them.
Oh, I picked
them. Just joking.
By the way, we got to wait 2 hours because of Major League Baseball. We got to wait 2 hours for baseball today. It was supposed to be a 110 game in New York, and it got rained out or weathered out. So now the first game today, 3:05, Angels-Baltimore, if that one doesn't get rained out.
So we got college basketball,
yep,
NBA,
yep,
Major League Baseball,
yep,
and I got to have the Oilers on one of the channels.
They're hockey. Playing tonight?
Yes, they're playing L.A. Kings,
2-3 in the Oilers, division. Baby.
How they doing?
They're still kicking, baby.
The Celtics, way by above, the way.
Number two in the...
Oh, they're right there.
In the Pacific.
It was a bad bet 3 months ago. Now it's a really good-looking bet. The Celtics lost to Atlanta. It had a 30-point lead in Atlanta 3 nights ago. Remember that, Scoots?
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta comes back and wins the game. They play in Atlanta again tonight. Celtics are 16-point favorites. So there you go. So what's that tell you? Is it better, Tony? What's Vegas trying to tell you there?
Get better bet the Celtics.
Better bet the Celtics, which I have already done, by the way. All right. 384-1450, that's the M&M Cartage hotline, 384-1450, if you'd like to join in on the conversation. Thornton's text line is 502-414-1450, Texter says, three kids, also says, Pat Kelsey went to my grade school, Roger Bacon High School. You know who this is from, Tony.
He went to Bacon, he didn't go to Elder. I saw where
he coached at Elder. He transferred to Elder his senior year and won a state championship.
See, he already was cheating back in.
He's already cheating. I mean, winning. That's the same thing.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, right, John?
Jimmy Ref says two girls and one son for Pat Kelsey. I know the girls are the son's the youngest. So there you go. And you can also get your opinion read on the air, 502-414-1450. All right. Let's go ahead and start these picks because I want to make sure we get them done. Every time I do picks like this, we always run out of time in that third segment. We're begging there. By the way, Will Smith, did you see his contract with the Dodgers?
Getting jiggy with it, buddy.
KCD, Kentucky Country Day alum, Louisville alum, helped the Cards to the College World Series 10 years, $140 million.
You know, you would think the Dodgers would run out of money at some time.
Well, he's doing what a lot of these guys are doing, which Shohei did. He's deferring it a lot till later in his life.
Yeah.
Which keeps them under the salary cap, at least for now. Now, that's eventually going to catch up with them. But right now, look at that roster. Yeah. Unbelievable.
When's Bobby Bonds Day?
Bobby Bonds Day is July 1st, I think. I think it's July 1st.
Bobby Bonilla.
Oh,
did I say Bonds?
You did say Bonds, and you know what? I didn't even catch it.
Oh, man, that's old. That's old.
When's Bobby Turner Day? No. Bobby Mercer. Bobby Mercer Day?
That's why we got Scoot over there.
When's Babe Ruth Day? All right, let's go to the M&M Cards Hotline before we make these picks. Hello, Buzz. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, John. How are you and Tony and Scoot's doing?
If I was any happier, I'd be you.
Yep.
Well, there you go, man. I had a quick question for Tony since he's the coach of the group.
I will step away.
Sure.
Tony, I see, especially in the NBA, but college basketball, men, women, high school basketball, guys dribbling with their hands halfway underneath the ball, on the side of the ball, whatever, moving the ball all around. Back in my day, they used to call that carrying the ball or palming or something like that. I don't see that called much anymore.
Buzz, my dad went nuts over that before he passed. He would just say everybody carries the ball now. And the only time they call it is when a guy makes a move and gets an advantage. So you know what? There's a lot of things. The walking, the Euro step.
It's a Euro step. It's not a travel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's an extra step is what it is. And, it's just they've just transitioned it into the game. It was in the NBA, and then it moved into the college and the high school game. And the kids do it at the lower levels, too. And it's the way I was taught to dribble the ball is keep it low and pound it. And, it comes right back to you that way. Guys that cross over, if you watch Iverson or you watch, some of those
Mashburn
guys.
Used to do it.
Then when they cross over, it's a low, hard dribble. And they didn't carry the ball. Now everybody gets the ball up here, up high, takes it through their legs in front of them, and they carry the ball. But it has just become part of the sport now. And I think the same way you do, but I've had to transition into it as a, you know, watching and coaching, and but I was never taught to, you know, that way. But then again, Buzz, you're a little bit older than me and John.
Just a little.
Scooter doesn't even know what we're talking just about because he's seen it all his life.
Scooter, so what's carrying the ball?
Well, yeah, I just think is the big advantage, and the other thing I see in the game today is especially down on the low block when the offensive player lowers his shoulder and goes into the chest of the defensive player. If the defensive player would lower his shoulder in order to stop the offensive player, it would be an immediate foul.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, they talk about arm bars and they talk about stuff like that, but I don't know how, since they've let it go like it does, you make the call sometimes, because the defensive guy gets a foul when he's fighting for position, and he has just as much right to it. And because he got bumped and then he bumped, he normally gets the foul. So it's just everybody's had to transition into the way it is. But
and it's kind of the point, Tony, they can't call every foul. If they did, nobody'd have anybody left on the floor in the third quarter.
And
that's just the way it is.
John used to talk about it a lot with Georgetown and Patino. I mean,
do it till they call it.
And when they call it,
yeah,
make them keep calling it, because they can't keep calling it, and you get away with it for a while. But yeah, it's just everything, just like everything else in life, man. It changes, doesn't it, Buzz?
We hate it.
Well, yeah, in a way though, but it opens the game up offensively, even though it's maybe not as pure of a game as I would remember from the 70s and the 80s, but it certainly, I think that's one of the reasons we're seeing the higher scores that we're seeing and things like that, is because the offenses are given a lot more leeway when it comes to the physical contact and things like that. And so in a lot of ways, that's what sells tickets. People want to see people score. They don't want to see a 50-45 game in college or a 70-68 game in the NBA. They want to see them getting up and down the floor and scoring points. So it's good in a way. It's just I've been thinking about it for a while and hadn't had a chance to ask you.
Buzz, thank you for the call. Appreciate it, buddy. Have a good weekend.
Be good, Buzz.
Thanks, guys. Hey, ready for baseball season.
There you go.
Good season.
I'm there with you.
You know, I'm just going to add one thing to that real quick. Big Al the Fish says one thing, and I agree 100% with it. In college and high school, they need to go to continuation because it's going to get more points and make it easier on the referees. And I think everybody should go to that.
If you're heading up for a shot, even if it's early, if you're making the move upward toward the basket, it's a continuation. Whether you got to take another step or not, it's a continuation. I will say this. Every sport wants eyes on the television and professionally.
Entertainment.
And they all want more offense. The NFL, you can't tackle a guy in the hip anymore all of a sudden this coming year. That's going to be a fun call to watch. Defensive backs, they have no chance anymore in the NFL. NBA, who's the dominant low-post center now? Jokic is a dominant center. Who's the dominant low-post center? Nobody. They don't want them. Baseball, guess what? The bases are closer. Got a pitch clock. Hurry up, pitcher. Throw it so we can hit it. They want offense in sports.
What's the greatest Twitter X site, John? Super 70
Sports. Super 70 Sports.
If you don't follow it. And they showed a picture of Bob Greasy throwing a pass. I think it was Lambert had his head pulled off sideways, and the guy puts on there. Guarantee you they didn't throw a flag.
No, I promise you they didn't. Not back in the 70s, Scooter, when the Steelers were men.
That's right.
The curtain.
The steel curtain. L.C. Greenwood, you know that name?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God.
He played with Mean Joe Green.
Mean Joe Green.
I know that name.
L.C. Greenwood, the big yellow shoes.
Do some research on your steel. Jack Ham, Jack Lambert.
Hey, this isn't my show. If I have my own show, I'd do my research.
Oh, okay. That's a good point.
A good point.
All right, let's make some picks here. Let's start in the National League East.
Speaking of research,
the favorites are the Atlanta Braves. They are -345 to win the division. The Phillies are +350. Mets plus, they're 15-1. The Marlins are 25-1. And the Nationals are 60-1.
Yeah, make sure you say it that way, because people that don't understand the plus stuff.
Yeah. Phillies are 3.5-1. Braves are favored, -345. We'll start with you, Tony. Who you got?
Philadelphia Phillies.
Ooh,
there's my upset. Right
off the jump.
Well, I'll take Atlanta just so at least one of us has it right.
I'm going to join you with Atlanta.
I knew y'all'd both take Atlanta. That's why I went with Philly.
Now, I heard today, I heard Jeff Passan say, don't sleep on Philadelphia. Their rotation is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. I know that.
And even though they're probably not going to win their division and not certainly not going to be favored in their division, they can win their division.
How good have they been the last few years late in the year?
Late in the year, they've been great both years.
Yep.
Braves are just loaded, though.
They are.
Once again.
I don't disagree.
The pitching's good.
They're actually maybe the favorite over the Dodgers. Them and the Dodgers are probably equal.
Dodgers are plus 200 to win the National League. The Braves are plus 300. Two to one and three to one. It is pretty close. Closer than you would think. All right, National League Central, which houses my Cubs and Scooter's Reds. Let's go with I'll go first this time. Okay. I bet them earlier to win the National League. They are plus 325, 3.25 to one here. I'm going to take the Cincinnati Reds. Before you pick, Scooter, Cardinals are plus 175. Cubs are plus 195. Gave you the Reds. The Brewers are 6.5 to 1, and the long shot is the Pirates. I think they're 8 to 1.
They were 12 to 1 for me.
12 to 1.
Yeah. Okay. You kind of took my team, so I guess I'm going to scratch mine off.
Them.
No. I don't want to have the same first teams as you. You took my team. I'll take yours. Give me the Cubs.
Okay. Tony?
I'm taking the Reds. I'm on the wagon.
Nobody wants the Cardinals here, the favorites.
The Reds.
The Cubs are the favorites.
It's a wide-open division, and it's sort of like the American League Central in that nobody thinks any of these teams is going to win the National League.
Right.
Because it's Dodgers, Braves, Phillies. In fact, after the Dodgers and Braves, Phillies are the next choice, and then the Diamondbacks. So nobody from the Central's getting any love at all. National League West, well, obviously the Dodgers are the large favorite here at minus 590. You got to bet 100. You got to bet 590 if you want to win $100. Diamondbacks, 8.5 to 1. Value.
That is a value bet.
Padres are 10 to 1. The Giants are 15 to 1. And the Rockies are a whole lot to 1.
10 to 1. The Padres have already beat the Dodgers.
Scooter, you got your first up in the National League West.
I mean, do you even need to ask me? Give me the Dodgers.
Dodgers.
Yeah. I hate to do it.
You got to.
You don't got to.
Well, you don't have to.
Arizona.
You just told what the bet was, John.
The Dodgers won the division last year.
500 and something.
I believe
they win 100.
I believe your D-backs were in the World Series.
They were.
And they got everybody back. And that pitching
They've added two pitchers.
But they didn't win the division.
They added two pitchers. No, they did not win the division. You're right. In the long run, Dodgers were better. In the short term, who got to the World Series?
Yep.
I'll go Dodgers. I mean, it's
– Yeah.
You kind of look like an idiot if you don't go Dodgers. Is that right? I mean, is that fair to say?
No, you can look like an idiot going to Dodgers.
I don't need any help from the Dodgers to look like an idiot. I can tell you that. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. American League picks, wild card picks, league champions, and World Series champions all on the way. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X. Welcome back to Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage. John Spears, Tony Burke, Scooter Dengus in studio. As always on this Friday, we got to get to these picks.
That's incredible how fast you can talk.
Well, I don't want to miss out on these picks.
I think you missed out on your calling to be an auctioneer.
No, not good. I would not be good at
it. We got to get out here because we got to play golf, me and Scooter, over where the Big X Scramble is.
Elks Club, right?
I'm pumped. I looked into that.
Does it used to be Run. Jeff Elks?
It used to be Jeff Elks, yeah.
Now it's Elk Run. Elk Run.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the golf cart, right?
It is.
I wanted to throw it in there.
So you can get your golf cart now?
You can. BigXSportsRadio.com.
There you go. Santa Claus, Indiana is in there?
It's in there.
Elk Run?
Elk Run. Taylorsville Country Club.
Taylorsville Country Club.
Yep.
Wow.
Valley View.
Boy, I sure would like to have one, but, you know,
being
retired on a fixed income, it's hard for me, you know, to
buy those things. Oh, my God. I'm glad I wore my high waters today.
Anybody out
there
listening?
Forget, April 8th, it's a Monday. We will be at Valley View, Scooter and myself, and maybe Tony, as we ring in the solar eclipse that day. They're going to have a lot of events planned at Valley View. We'll be there doing the show, along with I think the boys are doing it in the morning as well. Matt Dennison will be there to do his show.
At least Roush. TJ may be out. That's really close to baby time.
Oh, yeah.
Really close.
Young guys having babies.
Priorities.
Also. Crazy.
Priorities.
Roush has his third on the way.
Third on the way.
I told him you have three, you might as well have eight.
Good old Catholic family.
If something
family.
Gets broke, you don't know who did it.
I think he told me once the ideal number would be five.
Each time you add one, it takes away from stuff you do for yourself. I'm just telling you. I hope he's listening.
Not that we're selfish, but yeah. All right, let's get to the American League. We got everybody picked the Dodgers in the West. Scooter and I got the Reds in the Central. Tony and I got the Reds. Scooter's got the Cubs. Scooter and I have Atlanta in the East, and Tony has Philadelphia. Let's go to the American League East, where, believe it or not, the Baltimore Orioles are the favorites to win the East, plus 165. Yankees are plus 185. Gerrit Cole going to be on the shelf till June. That hurts the Yankees, even though they got Juan Soto on the roster. Toronto is just over 4-1. Tampa Bay 6.5-1. And rounding out the bottom, Boston Red Sox, 6-1. So,
but they're only 6-1.
Yeah. Tony?
I'm going with Baltimore. What I saw last year, I loved.
And they added Corbin Burns, number one starter. He'll get the ball today. I mean, they had a pretty good pitching staff anyway, but to add Corbin Burns
that's a good baseball
big.
Team, man.
Man, I've been on Toronto the last few years. I can't do it this year. I agree with you. I got to stick with the Orioles here. Young hitters, Henderson and Adley Rutschman are really, really good hitters. They've added to the pitching staff. They're just going to be better. Scoots?
Well, their number one prospect is also going to start the year in AAA, which a lot of people are mad about, Jackson Holliday.
Yep.
I love that Orioles team, too. I'm going with Baltimore as well.
Ooh. When in the world?
When's the last time?
20 years.
Yeah.
Three people picked doing one.
Or just didn't pick the Yankees or Red Sox.
Yeah.
Forget who they did pick.
Heck, just picking Baltimore.
All three of us got Baltimore. All right, I'll go first in the American League Central. I bet this team to win the Central already. They're the second pick. Detroit Tigers is my pick in the American League Central. Now, the Twins are favored. They're minus 117. Detroit is just under 3-1. Guardians are 3.5-1. Kansas City 6.5-1. And then the White Sox are way behind that. They are expected to win about 25 games this year, I think, the White Sox.
Anybody that had
I'll take
Detroit.
Away. Scooter?
I'm with you, John. I'm going with Detroit as well.
Everybody overlooks Minnesota
every year.
Yeah. And they're good.
And you know what? We overlook everybody in this division. Yeah. Cleveland gets overlooked. You going Minnesota, I guess?
Yep.
All right, American League West, the defending champions are not the favorites. The defending World Series champions are not the favorites. Houston at minus 115 are the favorites. Rangers are just a scotch above 2-1. Mariners 3-1. Angels are 50-1. And the A's are like 200-1 to win the division. By the way, if you're an A's fan, are you going to any games this year if you're in Oakland? They're leaving. They don't have a ball. They're waiting to find a place to play before their ballpark's built. And in the meantime, they're still going to play in Oakland on the baseball/football field.
The good old days of Charlie Finley.
Would you go to an Oakland game if you were a fan? Because they're leaving you.
Tickets are probably cheap.
This may be the lowest attendance in the history of baseball.
They're going to have quarter beer night all year.
Hell yeah.
Well, then I would go.
See? There you go. That's how you get people in the seats. A dollar, maybe.
Scoot, you go first this time.
I'm going to go with the 3-1 team here. I'm going to take the Seattle Mariners.
Luis Castillo starting tonight for the Mariners. They have a really good rotation as well.
They do.
So, look out. Tony, you going to be loyal here?
Texas Rangers. Oh.
By the way, Cubs-Rangers tonight, 7:35 on ESPN. They're getting their rings tonight, putting the banner up. So that you'll be golfing or at the end of golf there. It'll be close. But
if we're still golfing at 7:30, I'm going to be ticked off.
Yeah, we shouldn't be.
It'll be a five-hour round.
Unless we're playing Emergency 9.
Emergency 9, because
I'd be okay with that.
Well, this makes it easy for me. If I want to be the only one to take Houston, I'll be the only one to take Houston. They're favorites to win that division, so give me the Astros.
Good luck.
All right, National League wild card. This gets kind of dicey, but I'll let Tony go first. Give me all three of your wild card teams.
Diamondbacks.
Yep.
Padres.
All right.
And, of course, the Atlanta Braves.
Oh, because you got Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So that's three out of the six out of the American League, National League West.
I think everybody's going to give up on San Diego, and this is when they come around and play well.
They lost Soto, but they've added some pitching. They lost Blake Snell.
They'll have Tatis the whole year.
They will, yeah, Tatis the whole year. I'm going to go St. Louis out of the terrible, terrible Central Division where everybody thinks only one team's going to make it to the playoffs.
But they play everybody now.
I know.
They don't play that division the whole way.
I'm going to go Philadelphia. I think the Phillies could, and I'm writing these all down on scooters, so I'm going to change that.
Well, they're both the same, so might as well just leave them.
Well, that narrowed that down real quick.
That was quick. And, golly, I got to go Arizona or San Diego. I'm going to go San Diego.
Boo.
I'm going to say Arizona.
Boo.
I like Corbin Carroll. I like everything they got there. But
wait, so you have the Cubs missing?
I do have the Cubs missing.
Wow.
Yeah. Scoop picked them to win a division.
First year under – well, I got St. Louis, and I got Cincinnati. I can't have three teams out of
there's no way.
First year, I like the move, losing David Ross, picking up Craig Counsell. I like that a lot. But I look at this lineup and the pitching, and I go, come on. They just got to get better talent. They were lucky to get Bellinger back, which last year I never thought I would have said before the season started. Scooch, you got St. Louis, Philadelphia. Who you adding to that mix?
I'm going to choose to believe in the NL Central, and I'm going to throw the Reds in there as well. I think they get three from the
Dwarves. Three from the Central,
yep.
For Scooter.
Absolutely.
You remember last year, Scoot, you took Arizona.
I did.
That's a wild card.
I did.
And they paid off. They didn't win it all, but they got to the World Series.
How do we remember all that?
I don't know.
That's pretty good, Tony. I got to say. All right, American League, I'm going to get nobody out of the Central. I'll go first here. I will get the Yankees in there. I think Juan Soto's a big deal here. It makes that lineup a lot better. And if Cole can come back in early June, I think the Yankees will somehow make their way into the playoffs. Obviously, I go Texas Rangers here. They're the defending world champions. They certainly didn't get worse. They probably got better. They certainly didn't get worse. So I'm going to take Texas and Seattle, three teams out of the West. I like the Mariners' rotation a lot, so give me Seattle. Scoots?
Well, John, pretty sure we have all six the same teams in the AL, just in different spots, because I've got Astros, Yankees, Rangers in the wild card.
Astros, Yankees, and Texas. Tony?
I'm going to be different.
Okay, I love a long shot.
First of all, I'm going to take Houston because I took Texas. I had to take them.
Yep.
Then I'm going because you didn't take them this year. The Toronto Blue Jays. I'm going against.
I'm tired of getting burned by
I know
Toronto.
It. That's why I'm going I'm with just, them. I take
they
them, too.
They burned me 2 years in a row.
And I figured since you left, they're going to win.
Probably. That's probably true.
And
look what happened to Bellarmine basketball when I showed up.
Exactly. I'm leaving the Yankees out, and I'm putting the team that always shows up every year, the Rays.
Mm.
They are the fourth pick in that division.
I know it.
Which is sort of.
Every year.
Well, they lost guy that's pitching for the Dodgers, the Glass now.
They've lost some things, but they seem to find a way every year.
So
I went away from the chalk, like with the Yankees and Seattle and those.
No, that's. I like it. All right. National League champion. We'll start with Tony. With who are we starting with here? We'll start with Scooter. National League champion, Scoots.
Give me the Braves.
Wow.
We're all three going to be different.
You're next.
Taking Philadelphia.
Well, we are going to be different because if the Dodgers, I mean, I bet the Reds because, as Scooter knows, I love a value bet. But the Dodgers are, the number's unbelievable. They are 2-1 to win the National League. Braves 3-1, Phillies 5.5-1. So we've covered them all there. Those are the three favorites. American League, Tony, you are up first. American League champions. Let me give you the odds here first. Houston is 4-1. Baltimore 4.5-1. Yankees 4.5-1. Rangers are 7.5-1. Those are the top four. You want one of those, or are you going somewhere else?
Baltimore.
So Tony's got the Orioles and the Phillies in the World Series. A throwback to 1983.
Man, right there, you know, the bridge collapse. I take everything there.
They can't get out of there, so they might as well just keep winning ball games.
I'm not making fun of the bridge collapse. So.
No, you shouldn't be. Neither am I. I like that pick. I'm going to – oh, gosh. It hurts me to do this.
Be careful. What I pick is based off what you pick.
I'm going with the best pitching in the American League, Seattle Mariners. So I got Seattle and the Dodgers, West Coast World Series. Scoots?
Give me the Astros to pair with the Braves.
Houston and Atlanta. We got six different teams there in the World Series. Who's going to win it all here? I'll go first here. Dodgers. I got Dodgers, Seattle. The Dodgers are +325 favorites to win it all. I don't see them losing. I know it's chalky, and I hate going chalky here, but I'm taking the Dodgers. Scooter, Phillies and Braves, who you got? Or Tony, I'm sorry, Scooter, Atlanta, and Houston.
I was about to say, that's not the teams I picked. I did something wrong here. Give me the Braves.
Doesn't matter who you pick. It matters who I write down.
I'll take the Braves.
Atlanta, so two National League votes there. Tony, Phillies, Orioles.
O-R-I-O-L-E-S. I'm with the Orioles. I'm living with the Orioles this year.
I like it. I don't dislike it. I'll put it that way. All right, AL MVP. Aaron Judge is your favorite. We're not going to write these down. We're just throwing these out. Aaron Judge, slight favorite over Juan Soto. So those are the top two.
I didn't even pick
them. And most people don't even pick them to go to the playoffs. Then you got Corey Seager and Yordan Alvarez of the Astros. Those are the four favorites. You like any of those, or you want somebody else?
That's a good question, John. I'm going to go with Seager because I think he last year was so good that he's a Ranger too.
Give me Julio Rodriguez.
I like that. I don't know what the odds are. I don't have it in front of me. That's a good pick. I'm going to go Juan Soto because this is a contract year. This is 1 year with the Yankees, and he wants to get paid. Guys always seem to play better in a contract year. National League MVP, Ronald Acuna Jr. of Atlanta is 4.5-1. Mookie Betts, 6.5-1. Shohei, 7.5-1.
Dang.
And Freddie Freeman, 9-1. There's some value there.
There's some good value there.
Give me Acuna.
I'll take Ohtani.
Freeman.
I knew we were going to run out of time. I got more bets to make. Back at it tomorrow. I will tell you what I saw and heard at the press conference today. Thanks for listening. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage on the Big Apple.